You can catch him every Sunday throughout the season on the NFL Today. Thursday's Thanksgiving game between the Vikings and the Lions marks the 60th year since CBS first Thanksgiving telecast. And Tony, first off, thanks for joining us and walk me through the Raiders' Monday Night Football win last night, especially that comeback in the fourth quarter. Do you believe that the Raiders are not only a playoff contender, but they can go deep in the postseason?
You know what? I like the Raiders a lot, but I still think the AFC West, first of all, I believe it's wide open. It's the best division in all the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, obviously last year's Super Bowl champs, and even the San Diego Chargers. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Phillip Rivers who's capable of beating you at any time. So I still don't think the Raiders, everybody keeps talking about them saying they're a playoff team, they're maybe a Super Bowl team, and they're a very good football team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Derek Carr is playing some great football right now, and that removes receivers that he has. The defense is starting to come along. So I'm not going to say they're not going to be that good of a football team, but for me, I still need to keep saying it. I got to see it week in and week out. You got to show me how good of a football team you really are, and they've done well so far. And if they keep it up, then yeah, I got to say they got a shot, but it's going to be tough coming out of that AFC West. We still got a lot of football left.
Fair enough. Your former team, Kansas City, lost to the Buccaneers 19-17. If you look at their remaining schedule, at the Broncos, at the Falcons, Raiders on a Thursday night, Titans are playing better, the Broncos, and then the Chargers in San Diego. Assess what you think the Chiefs need to do here and what's working with this team as they're starting to get healthier, especially on defense.
Well, I think Alex Smith is as he's always been, where, you know, he's a guy, he's not going to turn the ball over. He's going to make good decisions. He's a winner. He's a flat-out winner. And I get mad when people talk bad about Alex Smith because he's going to win you a lot of games during the regular season. But I think offensively, Spencer Ware, Tarkanzik West, Jeremy Maclin needs to get healthy. They have an elite tight end in Travis Kelce. And then defensively, those guys can play. And Justin Houston, first game back last week, getting his legs back underneath him to go along with D. Ford, who's come on lately, the other defensive end. He's getting sacks. I think he's got around 9 sacks on the season. This team is dangerous. This is a really dangerous team. I think they're going to be, that's why I'm not going to just say the Raiders are going to, I'm not going to crown them at this point. I'm not going to crown any team in this division. But I do believe that the Chiefs have the most complete roster as far as offense and defense. They're the team that I could see making some hay down the stretch.
Tony Gonzalez is our guest, and in the AFC West, Denver, with Trevor Siemian. Is this what you expected from them? A little bit more, a little bit less? That defense is one of the best in all of footballs, but they do at times struggle in the passing game. Is their best case scenario, you think, a wild card coming out of the AFC West?
You know what? I don't know. Because when their defense is there and the defense is healthy, I mean, and that's tough to do, obviously, in the NFL. But if that defense is there, They to me are still the best. I mean, they're tough to beat, especially with those two guys, those two mad men rushing around the edge, and DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller, and the three DBs that they have out there. They could beat anybody because their recipe for success last season. If they don't turn the ball over, their biggest problem is not being able to run the football right now. They were winning games and able to run the football. If they can get back to that rookie Booker, if he can run the football, then this team could really surprise a lot of people because defense wins championships, and they already proved it last year. This team has that confidence. They've been there, done that. They know how to win. That's what I'm saying. It's such a hard division to call. Trevor Siemian, just go out there and make those plays. You got two great receivers out there. But if I'm the Broncos from here on out, I am really trying to establish that run and make sure it's great. So by the time they get to the playoffs, that they can lean on that run and lean on that defense. It's what got them a championship last year. I see no reason why they would deter and try something else different. Get back to what won the championship last year, and you never know what this team can do.
Tony, now that you're on the TV side, do you look at these or are you sitting in meetings when they talk about NFL ratings? Because, you know, the Raiders just played on Sunday night and Monday night football, and they've been talking about the Thursday night game hurting ratings a little bit because of the quality of games haven't been great. You have great games coming up on Thanksgiving. But overall, as a legendary player now on the TV side, are you concerned about TV ratings going forward or just coming off the selection, everything's going to restabilize again and balance out?
I think it will. I think everything will stabilize and balance out. The election, obviously, that took up a lot of people's attention, which it should have. Obviously, it's a little bit more important than what's going on in the National Football League. getting our country an elected president. So I'm sure that took up a lot of people's attention, and now people are going to get back into the swing of things. And the games, you're right, the quality of games, it wasn't there, you know, and that's not the NFL's fault. That's just one team going out there and dominating another team. But I've seen as of late, the last couple of weeks, it has been exciting in the NFL. Some very, very good football games. And our game Thursday night with Minnesota and Detroit, last time these two teams played against each other, it went to overtime. So I would expect some type of really, really close game coming up again against two teams coming off big wins last week. It's gonna be fun to watch. Football this time of year is a lot of fun to watch. So I wouldn't write out the NFL. I'm not writing off the NFL. I think they'll be absolutely fun.
Tony, last question. I've never asked you this over the years. If you could catch a touchdown on the road, a 20-yard game-winning touchdown, back of the end zone, you get 2 feet in, you spike the ball on the road against any team in all of football, who do you do it against?
I would do it against the New England Patriots.
There you go.
There you might, if you're gonna do something against a good team, you might as well do it against the best team, and that's always, it seems like, the New England Patriots. That would be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. Eat some good food.